My name is Dr. Pedro Aviles, and today I'm going to be sharing a few things on the Gospel of Luke. Now, who is this guy Luke? Well, he was a companion of the Apostle Paul and was known to be a doctor. That's found in Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. He was Paul's traveling companion and a co-worker with him in the ministry. And there's evidence of that and identified through the book of Acts, as well as Philemon, verse 24, and 2 Timothy 4, 11. Now, he was probably Greek in his birth and very well educated in the Greek culture. Now, what might have been some of the sources of his information? Since he was not an apostle, right? Where did he get his information to write the gospel? Well, he acknowledges his source as coming from, well, let me just put it this way, differently. He acknowledges many other sources, never really naming one. However, there is a tradition that says that perhaps one of his main sources could have been Mary, the mother of Jesus himself. Why do we say that? Well, he's the only one that provides us very specific information on Mary and the birth of Christ and events early on in the life of Jesus. Now, he does not rely on necessarily secondhand sources. He states in the very opening chapter that he wants to get a factual account. His personal investigation was to go to eyewitnesses, verse 2 of chapter 1. So where could he have identified this primary source? Well, I do believe that Mary very likely could have been a primary source of his information. Now, what is the purpose of this gospel, the Gospel of Luke? Well, he also states that in the very beginning. He wanted to give Theophilus, a friend of his, a carefully investigated, orderly account of the life of Jesus. Maybe that's the nature of a doctor, isn't it? To give an orderly, investigative account of the life. Now, in addition, his purpose was also to write to strengthen the faith of all the believers. You know, can't have a weak body, spiritually speaking. Got to have a strong body. And also, he wanted to provide answers to some of attacks by non-believers. And here he gives a defense for the faith. And finally, final purpose is to display those disconnected and ill-founded reports of Jesus. He wanted to just put the truth out there. Now, let's look at some of the distinctive characteristics of the book. He emphasizes the early life of Jesus. You know, a doctor sits down with you and wants to look into your history to give you appropriate medication or something like that. And I just see Luke as someone looking into the early life of Christ. Luke also presents a universality, all-encompassing aspect that recognizes Gentiles and Jews and all people as part of God's plan. Luke, in addition, traces Jesus' genealogy, but not back to Abraham like Matthew did, because remember, Matthew was concerned to present Christ in its Jewish form or style. Luke goes back as a doctor all the way to Adam, and that's where genealogy for Luke begins, with Adam. In addition, Jesus is presented as the Son of Man. Luke presents Jesus' humanity. Another characteristic of the book of Luke is you find he spends a lot of time speaking about prayer, especially Jesus' prayer, Jesus' importance to prayer, Jesus' occasion to prayer, this part of his life. I want to continue on to look at some other distinctive characteristics of the book of Luke. Luke spends time identifying and is concerned for the role of women. He really presents how women were involved in the ministry of Jesus and how Jesus responded and his attitude and how he elevated women. We see that in the book of Luke. There's a special also importance to the poor and the oppressed. Luke spends time speaking about Jesus' ministry and compassion to them. Luke also emphasizes his concern, Jesus' concern for the sinner and his acceptance of them and inclusion and cleansing. Luke identifies and he stresses the family circle and the family relationship. And another thing is, somewhat a little more than the other books, the emphasis of the Holy Spirit's work in Christ, in empowering Christ, in leading Christ into the wilderness and out of the wilderness, even empowering the disciples. We see that at the end of the book of Luke. In your reading, as you read Encountering the New Testament, Elwell adds that Jesus is portrayed as Savior of the world. Lastly, we find in Luke that he spends a lot of time speaking about the joy of the announcement of the gospel. It's good news. It's great news. And over again, Luke presents that. Just here, those are just some wonderful aspects of the book of Luke. Enjoy it and be in good health.